Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sam, you read my mind. I'm just hoping that you could be on opposite sides with the next guest on one of these big matchups in college football this weekend. His name is Thor Nystrom. Check out his work, fantasylife.com. Follow him on X, ThorKu, at ThorKu over there. Thor, how you doing, man? Hope you're probably better than me because I had a number of John Mateer Heisman tickets.
Oh, gosh. I just got a call this morning from one of my buddies who was here this summer, and apparently he had asked me, like, who should I bet on, like, a long shot for the Heisman, and he told me that he burned his 28-1 Mateer ticket. Very sad day. We all had to say RIP to some of those Heisman tickets. He can't win the Heisman if you miss a month of the season. Unfortunate, his Mateer's hand hit an Auburn defender's helmet in the first quarter. We just didn't know it. He played at the end of that game. He's been fabulous this year. Mateer was up to QB2 on my draft board, and he had become moving in on what you could call a consensus first-round pick. You look at the mock drafts around the industry. He was in the first round for the first time of mine, the first one we'd done in season last week. We'll see when he comes back if he can regain that momentum that he had generated at the beginning of the season. But tough news in Norman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Who's QB1 for you?
Garrett Nussmeier. But Mateer would have been.
But he's also, he's banged up too, Nussmeier, right?
Yeah. I mean, it hasn't been great this year. There was a thing in August with him with the knee where Brian Kelly seemed to indicate that it wasn't, you know, short-term catastrophic. It was long-term chronic, the knee condition with Nussmeier. And then they just said last week, what was it, the torso thing that Nussmeier's dealing with? He clearly does not appear to be physically right. So that's something to watch down the stretch as well.
Hmm. Yeah, Mateer was the favorite before this news comes down yesterday. And then, of course, you get this. And then in the Heisman odds, everybody's got to get a little bit shorter. Is there someone that you have in mind? If it's not Mateer, it's this guy. Maybe let's not say Beck because he's right there at the very top too. Well, there's a couple names there at the very top now. But is there someone maybe a little bit down the board that people are not thinking of that they should, because the way things stack up next few weeks, that name could be, let's say, top five in the odds.
I do have a couple. I dove into the Heisman board a couple days ago, and there's two long shots that I liked at that time. I don't know how much the odds have changed. This is from 2 days ago. These odds were from FanDuel, so forgive me if I cite the wrong ones, but at that time, Jaden Maiva from USC was 20-1. Let me start with this. The guy who wins the Heisman almost every year is going to be a starting quarterback for a playoff team, right? One of those 12 guys. So you can narrow the field down quick. We had the two unicorns over the last, 35 years or so win it with Woodson and Hunter. But barring that, it's almost always going to be the starting quarterback for the CFP team. If USC makes the playoff this year, Maiva he's going to be in consideration for that because of the stats he's putting up. So Maiva at 20-1, and then the long, long, long shot that I liked was Damon Williams of Washington at 50-1. Damon Williams is a really, really exciting dual threat guy, and I like Washington as a team this year. They were my pick in the summer as like the deep, deep dark horse type sleeper to make the college football playoff. If Washington is able to make the college football playoff, Damon Williams is going to be in the discussion for that thing as well. Obviously, Washington started out undefeated at this time. They got some big games coming up, got the Ohio State game, et cetera, et cetera. Can you pull an ambush there? If you can, Damon Williams is going to soar up the board.
We did see Washington get bet. This number in Vegas opened 10, and now we're 8 basically everywhere. Oh. I see a 7.5. Ooh. Are you supporting that move on the Huskies, or do you think they're in trouble?
Give me the points and give me a money line ticket on the Huskies in that game.
Ooh, man. Julian Saints' first real road start.
First real road start, and you're going into a very, very tough environment. As you guys know, in Seattle, that's one of the harder stadiums to play in. The fans are kind of on top of you. And the road trip, you're going back a couple of time zones. And then the other thing, Washington, their defense, it's run like an NFL defense, sort of run like the old Seahawks defenses, honestly. They have the two pterodactyl cornerbacks on the outside, Fijians Prisak and Takario Davis. Both of them are 6'3 or taller. And both of them have ludicrous wingspans, like 6'6 or above wingspans on those guys. So they can mug you off the line. They're very, very active on defense. And then on offense, I just love their pieces. Williams is one of the funnest players in the nation. If people haven't seen him before, you're going to enjoy seeing him. Denzel Boston on the outside. You have a legitimate dude out there, a guy who could be a top three wide receiver taken in April. And then Jonah Coleman's a stud, their running back. He could be a top five running back taken in April as well. Washington has way more talent than people think. Maybe they missed it because last year was Jed Fish's first year. But the second year with the staff there, you have a whole bunch of NFL players on that team. I like Washington. I think Washington could upset Ohio State.
With Thor Nystrom here on BetSweats, BetMGM Network, Joe O, Sammy P. All right, let's get to the big game of the week. 3.5 is the number. Penn State favored by 3.5 against Oregon. Superbook is actually at 3. So I wonder if we're going to get to 3 at some point this week. You would think the Ducks will be a popular play as a dog there getting that hook. What do you think about the matchup?
Yeah, this is Saturday, boys. Woof. You look through this slate. Absolutely amazing. This is a good one. I mean, we're going to find out which one of these two teams is like for real, for real. This is a tough spot for Oregon coming across the country here playing Penn State. What do we get from Drew Allar in a big spot? And will Penn State open up that offense and try to attack Oregon a little bit? You have to be very careful, though. Uagalele, the edge from Oregon, has been very active in the early going. Oregon's defense is obviously amazing. We are right on the line there. That would probably be a stay away for me. Feels like a fair line. What do you guys like in that one?
I want Dante Moore in the wood chipper.
Yeah. I'll go Oppo U for sure.
I need a Penn State helmet. You and I are 2-2 on these helmet bets. We're 2-2. We got to break the tie.
All right, let's do it for the rubber match. I'm in.
Okay. I'm in. So you get 3.5 with the Ducks.
All right. I'll take it. Dante Moore has been.
In some weird way, like they lose this game, I'm probably not going to downgrade them. And I want to see a little bit more seasoning on Moore. I still think I like Oregon macro, but I like Penn State in this spot.
Yeah, that's going to be a fascinating thing to watch with Moore in this spot. He, you know, you watch like his cutoffs. I see his cutoffs at this point. The arm on that kid obviously is for real, and he's reading the field so much better than we saw a couple years ago when, as a true freshman, Chip Kelly had thrown him out at UCLA. But now, obviously, you're going across the country, and you're going to play on the whiteout at night with the stadium pulse, you know, at 100 or whatever. This is going to be pretty fun. But, yeah, I'm willing to go with Oregon here. I like Oregon's talent.
Georgia-Bama will be fun. Both of these games going on simultaneously. It's going to be awesome. Georgia favored by 3. That is at the 3 going against Bama. What do you think?
Yeah, Georgia – can Bama exploit Georgia through the air at all? I think, you know, that's the thing to keep an eye on. Georgia's run defense has remained really good. Number 10 success rate, yards per rush, 7th. EPA per rush top 20 as well. It's the pass defense with Georgia that you can exploit. Will Alabama be able to exploit it here? Is this going to be a game where Ryan Williams goes ballistic? That they're going to need it. And then with Georgia, can you open up your offense at all? You know, I mean, like, I don't love the talent that Georgia has on offense, and they do like the paper cut thing with Stockton. There's no running backs there that are like NFL studs. Frazier's fine. You know what I mean? Like, I think I would side towards Alabama in that one. The lack of explosion on the Georgia offense in conjunction with Georgia's struggles against the pass, it's you have some room to exploit that. So I'm going to go with Bama.
Where are you at on Texas? It's a fascinating team because I think, you know, Joe and I were on the same page coming into the season. Don't bet them to win the title. Don't bet Arch for Heisman. The hype was just way too high. But now there's no hype. And now the offense is ruined and Arch is a bust. And I never think the truth is extreme on either side. They're minus 150 to make the playoff at BetMGM. You can find a 450 on them to win the SEC. Are you in or out on Texas?
Yeah, I mean, man, you look at the rest of their schedule. This actually lines up really well for Texas. I imagine that's why you're asking the question, but – you know, you have Florida where Billy Napier is on fire watch. Then you're going to get Oklahoma's backup quarterback. Keep in mind, folks, their backup quarterback, right? With Mateer being out for the month, that month coincides with the Texas-Oklahoma game. So Texas is going to get their backup. Then Kentucky, Mississippi State, Vanderbilt, the aforementioned Georgia, and then Arkansas and A&M. It is a manageable schedule for Texas. So they and you have the leeway to lose one more game and still make the playoff. The first loss was to Ohio State, obviously, but a 10-2 team from the SEC that only loses to Ohio State and one other team, they're getting into the playoff. It'd be pretty fascinating to see Arch Manning in a playoff game. I think I would be loading up to bet against Arch Manning in a playoff game. So I'm kind of rooting for Texas to make the playoff.
All right. You mentioned Maeva. I love that because I mentioned it earlier in the show. That number shortened a little bit for Heisman, 16-1. And they're in a path right now where he can look really good. He can throw up some numbers. No, numbers already great, but now you go against Illinois and look at what happened to them against Indiana. A couple weeks from now, they go to South Bend. And how about all the issues with that Irish secondary that we've seen? Even Purdue was putting up a little bit of points there. Let's talk about USC, Illinois. Illinois looking to get off the deck. They are a 6.5-point home underdog. So USC favored on the road by nearly a touchdown.
Yeah, I would probably have to take the points with the home team there in a potential bounce back spot here. Obviously, Illinois looked horrible over the weekend against Indiana, and they're going to have to fix those pass defense issues that we saw in that game. So, you know, there's bets on the board that I would probably feel better about, but forced to bet that one, I would have to take the points with the home team. Illinois, they send the heat, you know, the blitzing, and then they keep their corners on islands. It did not work against Indiana. Can you have better success here? And also, can you modulate your strategy at all? Kirk Cignetti is one of the best coaches we have at watching the game film every single week and then making opponent-specific game plans is why Cignetti has always been as good as he is, because every time they get the best of it against every single opponent. Can Illinois on the other side, can you make adjustments after you just got exploited like that? We'll find out, but getting that many points at home, I would side with them.
The question of the summer was, who's this year's Indiana? The answer could be Indiana.
I think so.
Could be Indiana again, right?
I think so. Indiana's better, right? I mean, this year. They brought in a whole lot of talent. Of course, it's the second year with the staff, but that almost doesn't matter because you're bringing in new rosters each year. But that Mendoza kid is legit. He's for real.
Any games that we didn't cover that you like?
I would have to look back through the board, but
you hit on LSU Ole Miss?
I don't think we talked about LSU Ole Miss.
Okay.
Where are we at in that one? Oh, one and a half. Yeah, I would take Ole Miss in that one. We talked about Nussmeier and you know, being kind of banged up to this point, you get kind of a weird feeling about that team with that offense. I don't know. I would side with Ole Miss in that one.
All right. Very good. How about Utah? Like, I was looking at that. They were like the second favorite near the top in the conference. Then they lose last week, convincing fashion and with the final score. Do you think they have a chance to where they could meet up with Tech again?
Certainly you have a shot there. Obviously, you got a couple of systemic issues there that you're going to have to address. I was kind of surprised that the offensive line of Utah was handled the way that it was in that game against Tech. We thought Utah had the best offensive line in the nation coming into the season, certainly the best set of tackles, and Lomu has struggled a little bit. We'll have to see, but I do like, you know, Utah, when they can get the game script in their favor, they got you. But as Texas Tech showed, you get a double digit lead on them, they're feeble, right? And so you put a lot of importance on the first quarter and first half of these Utah games, because it, depending on at halftime where the game script goes, you can kind of know. I think Utah, for me, they're a live betting team the rest of this year.
Okay. All right. That's a good way to look at it when it comes to the Utes. Good stuff, Thor Nystrom, fantasylife.com. We've got a helmet bet between Oregon and Penn State. Can't wait to see the result of that. Thank you,
Ducks.
Thor. Enjoy the weekend. Lightning bets next. This is BetSwitz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.